Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to USQ Risk's Chief Strategy Officer, Chris Giuffre. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yep, great to be speaking with you, John.
And we're going to be talking about clean energy storage insurance. And Chris, can you elaborate on the concept of capital market convergence and its significance in the context of addressing climate change and accelerating the transition to clean energy?
So talking about capital market convergence, what we're talking about is the intersection between capital markets, finance, and insurance. And what we've seen is the blending of the two to enable more efficient or an optimized cost of capital for project finance. And what that does is it enables a more efficient financing and capital stack for energy storage or clean energy projects.
So how do you see this convergence impacting the finance, insurance, and climate tech sectors?
I see it as a boom to the clean energy finance and tech sectors. Ultimately, as you start to see more emerging technologies, there's a number of inherent risks that exist within those technologies that banks are not necessarily well equipped to underwrite, or institutional financiers are not necessarily equipped to underwrite without assuming a significant amount of risk. The energy storage sector is a really good example of that. But luckily, insurance carriers and reinsurers are well equipped to be able to underwrite very specific risks and assume those risks. And what they can do is by assuming or transferring that risk, they're able to work with financial institutions to enable that financing.
So in your opinion, what role can financial institutions play in driving investment towards clean energy technologies?
I think greater collaboration with the insurance markets, understanding what are the risks that they're not comfortable taking, having that dialogue with the insurance carriers to say, okay, look, here are the risks that we're not comfortable taking. How would you underwrite this risk? How would you take on this risk? And how can we work together to enable these financings for these clean energy projects?
So you mentioned collaboration, Chris. How can collaboration between financial, insurance, and climate tech sectors be optimized to attract more capital towards sustainable ventures within the clean energy space?
Sure. So if we think about the three different stakeholders, and I can use the energy storage sector as an example, you have banks that are willing to or want to finance these energy storage assets. There is, for merchant storage, there's an inherent amount of volatility that these storage assets assume, which means that there's only a limited amount of banks that either have the domain expertise to be able to underwrite effectively and lend against those highly volatile and emerging assets. On the other hand, those banks also rely on the tech sector to be able to model out and provide forecasts, what the expected revenues will be, how are those assets being managed over the term of the loan, in a way that mitigates those risks or provides the bank certainty that these projects are going to perform to spec. And on the other end of the spectrum, you have the insurance carriers that are able to underwrite those specific risks that are inherent within those batteries and offload those risks or provide the banks with, again, more certainty and capital relief in the event that, let's say, a project could default. So it's all about managing, mitigating, and transferring risk between the three parties and using tech as a way to actually understand those risks.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So given the complexity surrounding climate risk and its implications for both insurers and investors, how can innovative financial instruments be leveraged to mitigate risks and incentivize investments in clean energy projects?
So it's really about creating that alignment of interest between all the stakeholders. Banks ultimately want to have that certainty that the loan is going to be paid. The projects ultimately want to make sure that they are returning expected returns to the investors. And the insurers want to make sure that they're underwriting profitably. And so it's creating that alignment of interest where you have to understand what's the value that's being created relative to the risks that are being assumed. And so if you can check all of those boxes, what you have is a very comprehensive platform that utilizes and goes across all three of those stakeholders to deliver a very efficient solution from a capital standpoint.
Let's talk about efficient solutions. I understand you have a new product regarding this.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about that, Chris.
Sure. So what we've done is, in partnership with Ascend Analytics, we've created effectively, it's a revenue protection insurance product for merchant energy storage assets. To give you a little bit more context, as the United States pushes towards a more renewable energy dependent electricity grid, what you're seeing is a greater dependence on wind and solar. Now, that's great, but as your supply of electricity becomes more dependent on wind and solar, the supply of that electricity becomes more volatile. So it becomes increasingly more dependent on weather. So in periods, let's say, where there's no wind, you have a lower supply of electricity being introduced to the grid, but you still have the same demand, which means prices will go up. Periods where you have a lot of supply of wind, you have a greater amount of supply, which means prices go down. And so that creates inherent price volatility within the electricity grid. Best way to manage that volatility would be to store the electricity. And that's where energy storage assets are a perfect complement to our transition to a clean energy infrastructure.
Has anyone else done anything like this? This seems rather new to me.
There are other products out there. I think this is pretty novel in the way that we've been able to align all of the stakeholders at a institutional level. And with this product specifically, I think we've been able to address a number of pain points that are still inherent within the other products. So, it's one, creating a much greater risk reward alignment between the insurers, the financiers, and the project owners.
What's the feedback been to this point, Chris?
It's been fantastic. There's no shortage of demand for this product. We'll put it that way.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Fascinating.
Yeah. Well, thank you too. I appreciate it, John.
That was Chris Giuffre, USQ Risk's Chief Strategy Officer. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.